just a quick introductions to Nicholas Jones and Roberto Ramirez. So Nicholas is the chief of the U.S. Census Bureau's Racial Statistics Branch in the Population Division. He earned his master's in sociology from the University of Michigan. He leads a research team that analyzes Census Bureau data on race and ethnicity and develops tables, reports, and presentations that yield insights to the country's changing racial and ethnic diversity. His colleague, Roberto Ramirez, is chief of the U.S. Census Bureau's Ethnicity and Ancestry Statistics Branch, also in the Population Division. He earned his master's degree in sociology and health statistics from Texas State University. During the past 14 years, his work at the Census Bureau included the study of the Hispanic population and publication of several reports using data from the Current Population Survey, the American Community Survey, and the 2000 and 2010 censuses. So I'm just going to read the script that they provided. So if I'm saying we and I'm referring to not myself, but to Nicholas and Roberto's work in the work of the census. So our colleagues from the U.S. Census Bureau, Nicholas Jones and Roberto Ramirez, deeply regret that they are not able to join us for the APHA conference. We felt it was very important that their update on the U.S. Census Bureau's mid-decade research plans on race and ethnicity be shared with all of you, knowing that you're very interested in this topic. The information I'm presenting for them is an excerpt of a webcast operations update that they gave in early October. Nicholas and Roberto welcome any feedback or questions that you may have and ask that we share their contact information with you, which I'll provide at the end of the presentation. And we are going to compile any questions that you have and send those to Roberto and Ramirez and ask them to give us some written responses, and then we'll get that posted on our website in case any of you are interested in seeing that. So the Census Bureau's 2015 National Content Test is a continuation of ongoing testing activities to research innovative methods for reducing the cost of the 2020 census while maintaining our commitment to a high quality census. The presentation will update you on the Census Bureau's mid-decade research plans for race and ethnicity. The 2010 AQE was the most comprehensive research effort on race and Hispanic origin ever undertaken by the Census Bureau. It was comprised of three components: 500,000 households for a mail-out, mail-back survey, a telephone re-interview with one in five of those households, and a series of 67 focus groups with about 800 people across the country, including Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. We want to ensure you have a high-level understanding of the experimental research approaches we explored in the 2010 AQE, both to provide context for the results and also the foundation for the research refinements we are exploring now. So here on the slide, the image on the left presents one example of the two separate questions approach. The image on the right presents an example of one of the experimental combined question approaches that we tested in the 2010 AQE. The basic conceptual comparison is what we want you to keep in mind as we move forward. The AQE research sought to understand how and why people identify themselves in different ways and different contexts. We tested different questionnaire strategies with four goals in mind. One, increasing reporting in the race and ethnic categories as defined by the U.S. Office of Management and Budget. Two, decreasing non-response. Three, increasing the accuracy and reliability of the results. And four, eliciting detailed responses for all racial and ethnic communities, for example, Chinese, Mexican, Jamaican, etc. The results of the AQE supported all of these objectives. Additionally, many individuals across communities liked the combined question approach as they felt it presented equity and balance to the different categories. Some of our findings from the 2010 AQE include: combining race and ethnicity into one question did not reduce the proportion of Hispanics, Blacks, American Indians and Alaska Natives, Asians or Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders. One of the most notable AQE findings was that while the separate question still had some other race as high as 7%, the combined question designs yielded a substantially reduced some other race population under 0.5%. And white dropped to levels reflecting the non-Hispanic white population that we see in traditional separate question approaches. Overall, when Hispanic category is provided as a response option with the combined question, some other race becomes one of the smallest response categories, demonstrating that a combined question approach is more in line with how Hispanic respondents view themselves. Another major finding was that the combined question yielded lower item non-response rates than the two separate questions approach. The combined question increased reporting of detailed responses for most groups, but decreased reporting for others. The combined question better reflects self-identity. The re-interview study and focus group research confirmed that these reporting patterns were a closer reflection of how people self-identify. Across the focus groups, participants commented that all race and ethnic groups were not treated equally in the 2010 census and felt that all groups should be treated fairly and equitably. Finally, one common theme across communities was that many respondents liked the combined question approach and felt it presented equity to the different categories, as each major group received a checkbox with examples and a write-in line with where detailed responses could be provided. Our research team has been involved in ongoing dialogues, outreach discussions, and engagement with many diverse advisors, stakeholders, and external experts since the conception of the AQE research back in 2008. We worked with them throughout the design phase, implementation, and release of the results, and continue to now as we make our next steps towards 2020. For example, over the last year, members of our National Advisory Committee met with us to discuss our race and ethnicity research and future plans, and they encouraged us to continue our research on both the separate and combined questions, alternative question wording, instructions and terminology, and the testing of a distinct category for respondents of Middle Eastern, North African, and Arab heritage. Additionally, early this year, OMB created a federal interagency working group on race and ethnicity to discuss research and possibly make recommendations on important race and ethnicity issues. We also continue a long tradition of outreach and dialogue with myriad racial and ethnic communities, as well as academic scholars and expert researchers. For example, we met with the Arab American Institute and leading Middle Eastern Arab American scholars, activists, and organizations about their request for a separate classification of Middle Eastern and North African category. We met with researchers of the National Council of Asian and Pacific Americans to discuss ways in which to collect important disaggregated data for detailed Asian and Pacific Islander groups. We met with leaders and research experts in the Latino community at a national summit sponsored by the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials to discuss AQE findings, race reporting among Hispanics, and ways to improve data on race and ethnicity. Additionally, we met with a broad national coalition of researchers and civil rights experts to discuss the topic of race, ethnicity, and civil rights at a forum sponsored by the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. And this fall, we met with researchers and leaders in the Afro-Latino community to take part in a panel discussion on the importance of race and ethnic data and identity for the Afro-Latino community. This presentation provides an update on our mid-decade testing plans and to refine our designs for race and ethnicity, which follow upon the successful strategies of the 2010 Census AQE. With respect to race and ethnicity, the Census Bureau has been developing refinements that focus on several key dimensions for improving the questions on race and Hispanic origin. These dimensions include question format, as we are continuing research on the separate questions approach and the combined question approach, response categories, by exploring how to collect and tabulate data for respondents of Middle Eastern, North African, and Arab heritage, wording of instructions and question terminology, through examining ways to optimize detailed reporting and to improve respondent understanding of options to report multiple race and ethnic groups, and using web-based technology, for example, the internet, smartphone, tablet, telephone, to enhance question designs and optimize reporting of detailed race and ethnic groups. When the 2010 AQE research was conducted, the Census Bureau emphasized that research strategies were being tested and that we did not intend to pick the 2020 census question 10 years ahead of time. We also expected to conduct more research during the decade to build upon the successful strategies of the 2010 AQE in order to make recommendations and determination for the 2020 census. The 2015 test will enable us to further evaluate the separate questions approach and the combined question approach to determine how the questions perform in new web-based data collection methods using the internet, smartphone, telephone, and in-person response options. What you see here are some of the revisions that we are testing. The results and findings from the 2015 research will inform recommendations to OMB on question design format, separate versus combined, for the 2020 census. The 2015 test will also evaluate the use of a Middle Eastern, North African, or MENA category. This graphic illustrates an example of one of our research designs, where a Middle Eastern or North African category is placed among the options for selecting a major race or ethnic category. Taking a closer look, this image shows the Middle Eastern or North African category, along with six example groups, and a dedicated write-in space for respondents to enter their detailed ethnicity, such as Lebanese or Egyptian. The 2015 test will also evaluate the use of alternative instruction wording and terminology for improving respondent understanding of the question and reporting options. Recent qualitative focus groups and cognitive research found that the instruction to mark one or more boxes is frequently overlooked by respondents. The research found that some respondents stopped reading the instruction after noticing the visual cue, the X, and proceeded directly to do just that, mark a box, overlooking the remainder of the instruction. We are testing alternative instruction wording to mark all boxes that apply and also noting that people may report more than one group in an attempt to improve the clarity of the question and make it more apparent that more than one group may be selected. We will also evaluate the use of different terminology to describe the question and concepts of race, ethnicity, and origin. Recent qualitative focus groups and qualitative research found that the term origin is confusing or misleading to many respondents, who may think it is asking about where they immigrated from or where they were born. Two alternative options are being explored in cognitive testing and usability research. One approach tests the use of the term ethnicities along with race. For example, print the specific races and or ethnicities. The other approach tests the removal of the terms altogether from the question stem, instructions, and examples. Instead, a general approach asks, which categories describe this person? The exact terminology to be used for the alternative version is pending cognitive testing and usability results later this year, which will inform the wording to be used in the 2015 test. In addition, with the advantage of new technology to collect data via web-based designs, we will also be testing a combined question with detailed checkboxes for soliciting detailed racial and ethnic origins. This approach will provide a series of detailed checkboxes and write-in spaces for each of the OMB categories to help collect data from detailed groups, for example, Samoan, Iranian, Filipino, Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Irish, etc. This design example emphasizes some of the new options that we are exploring for our internet and electronic data collections. On the initial screen, a combined question collects data on the major OMB categories. For each of the major OMB categories, a checkbox is provided, and examples are shown for the six largest detailed groups representing the geographic diversity of the OMB racial ethnic groups definition. So here, for example, the respondent marks Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish. They also mark Black or African American, and they mark Asian. For any category selected, a subsequent initial screen presents several detailed checkbox. The screen would collect detailed responses for specific Hispanic groups such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Salvadoran, Colombian, etc. And in similar fashion, a screen would collect detailed responses for specific Black groups such as African American, Jamaican, Haitian, Nigerian, Ethiopian, Ghanaian, etc. Additional screens would collect data for other categories that were selected by the respondent. So, for example, if they selected Asian, a follow-up screen would collect detailed responses for specific Asian groups, such as Chinese, Filipino, Asian, Indian, Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, etc. These web-based designs enable us to do so much more than paper questionnaires, and we believe these new design approaches will help us collect data for both the broader OMB categories as well as elicit detailed responses across all groups. This graphic provides a high-level timeline for making decisions on content for the 2020 census. On October 6, the Census Bureau announced plans for content research that will be conducted in the 2015 test. And this fall, a Federal Register notice will elicit public comment on the mid-decade research that the Census Bureau is undertaking. Over the next year, the Census Bureau will conduct cognitive testing, receive feedback, continue our coding and classification development, and finalize question designs to conduct the 2015 test. Then in 2016, they will analyze the results of the 2015 test and discuss the findings with stakeholders and external advisors. This will feed into the Census Bureau's work and preparation to make recommendations to OMB. By early 2017, the 2020 Census topics must be submitted to Congress, with the final question wording due to Congress in April of 2018. After all of that, there is still even more work to do. In 2019, the Census Bureau must finalize and test operational and processing plans to actually collect, edit, and tabulate the 2020 Census data. And all along the way, as you can see at the bottom of the timeline, the Census Bureau will have ongoing research and dialogue with myriad stakeholders, communities, leaders, expert scholars, and advisors. These important interactions have been and will continue to be paramount in the Census Bureau's efforts to prepare and conduct the 2020 Census. Nicholas and Roberto, hope this presentation has given you a good overview of their 2020 Census content testing plans. We've listed their contact information on this slide, and they look forward to your feedback and your questions. Again, we'll compile those questions. We'll submit them ourselves, and we'll provide a venue for you to be able to get their feedback, their responses. Thank you.